In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise. These days in the Demergen house, there is a lot of debate about who is right, parents or children. And sorry, kids, but parents are usually right. You should have put on sunscreen. Mom was right. You can't leave crumbs on the floor or there'll be ants in the house. Dad was right. But every once in a while, kids are right. And they know things parents don't. Yesterday, Friday, there was a bumper sticker on a car when I was taking Nadi to school and it said Bula. What the heck is Bula? I said, it must be some kind of club. Nadik said, no, that's Fijian for good day. So 1 point for Nadik. I helped Nora with math. The other day, her new way of doing math actually was better than my old way of doing math. 1 point for Nora. But these are anomalies. Usually parents are right and kids, you're not. But don't take it personally, it's just experience. It's just repetition. We've seen more than you, we've made mistakes, and we've learned the lessons. There is one general exception, though. And it's in today's gospel reading on this miraculous day of Palm Sunday. It seems that children are often better at seeing the invisible realities of God and life than are adults. We adults are actually warned by Jesus today that we must strive to become again like children to relearn what we forgot about seeing God and His love. And that's why today, Palm Sunday, is often also Children's Sunday, which you will see with a couple youth readings at the end, and we'll see with our presentation on diocesan camps. Palm Sunday is Youth Sunday because when Jesus entered Jerusalem humbly on a donkey, it was the children who were quickest to recognize how great he actually was and is. They waved palm branches and they shouted out, Hosanna to the Son of David. This is the chosen one. This is the Messiah we've been waiting for. The chief priests and the scribes, however, they scoffed at the children, refusing to take Jesus seriously. Instead, they took him to task by asking, do you hear what they're saying? As in, this is blasphemy. And Jesus replied, quoting Psalm 8, 1,000 years before, he replied, have you never read from the lips of children and infants, you have called forth perfect praise, O Lord? What is it exactly that children are able to see that adults cannot? In a word, love. Shakespeare wrote about love, right? And Charles Aznavour and Syed Nova sang songs about love. And Moses and Muhammad gave laws about love. But Jesus, like no one before him or since, embodied love. He lived love like no one ever. And therefore, Jesus' masterpiece on love, it's not a book, it's not a law, it's not a song, it's a week. It's a week, holy week. A holy week which was made holy by a love that was never seen and hasn't been seen since in the world. A love that's stronger than betrayal and lies, violence, and even death. The big surprise, though, is that when love comes to town, to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, few people can see. The nationalists are too wrapped up in politics and power plays. The opportunists just want to use the day to sell their stuff, the holiday. And the escapists, they just want to eat, drink, and be merry and forget about it for a while. But something so new is happening. Someone so great has come to earth that people aren't ready for him. It reminds me of an old Christian story that summarizes it all. There was a king who loved his people dearly, and one night he decided to walk through his kingdom in disguise to see how his people were truly living. And he knocked on several doors, and the first house people were so busy arguing they didn't hear him knock. And then at the second house, they heard the knock, but they were afraid to open it. Is this a tax collector, a police officer? And then finally, the third house, they heard the knock, but didn't want to interrupt their party, and they just kept on going. But then, finally, the king came to the house of a humble family who was on the village outskirts. And when they heard the knock, they opened immediately. And even though they saw only a tired, weary traveler, they welcomed him. They fed him. They let him rest. And in the morning, as the sun lit the room, they discovered who their guest was. It was the king. The king who had come to so many, but was only seen and welcomed by the humble and the poor. We are like this with Christ, our King. He's come to the world with great hidden gifts. He knocks on our doors, but all of us, especially adults, we tend to be looking for love in all the wrong places. In wealth, in power, in security, in comfort, in what we keep rather than what we give away. We've been trained to make a living, but not to make a life. We gasp at Jesus' teaching that to get a life, you have to give it away. The adults on Palm Sunday then and now, we tend to size up what we can get from Jesus, whereas the children give themselves freely. They take what little they have, the few rags of their clothes, we read, and the palm branches that fell on the ground, and they give Jesus a poor kid's parade. And they are remembered even today because unbeknownst to them, who do they welcome? They welcomed a king. And so starting today, let's welcome again the Prince of Peace into this church, but also into our hearts. And let's learn what true love is and who true love is this Holy Week. Thursday and Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Come, become again like children, so that we can learn the habits of the heart that lead to the dawning of a new day and a new kingdom in Christ Jesus and his glorious resurrection, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.